Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Love Day to everybody. You're with the Empowerment Place Ministries this morning with your host, Valerie Burrell, and Evangelist Hope Brogdon. Excited today about this love thing. Valentine's Day. It's not really about Valentine's Day to me today. I'm grateful for love. I am. I'm grateful that I have the world's best husband who showers me with love every day. But better than his love is God's love that is shown towards me. And because of that love, I am excited this morning. Well, Evangelist Hope and I this morning are going to sort of tag team this thing and flow as the Lord leads concerning this love thing. And if you hear something like, come on, hit us in the chat room or dial in if you have something to add. Our guest call-in number is 323-927-3014, and we'd love to hear from you. So, God, this morning we say thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to come and share this dialogue concerning love this morning. God, we know that everybody is all enthralled in Valentine's Day today, the day of love, but we're thankful that you loved us so much so that every day for us is a day of love. So, Father, we ask that you would have your way. Speak to us and through us. We yield to the will and the way of you now in Jesus' name, and we count it done. Amen, amen, amen,
amen,
amen. I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm excited. I'm excited about this love thing. And on yesterday, God blessed me with an opportunity to minister to some wonderful people at Mount Olive Baptist Church on Bells Road under the leadership of Reverend Dr. Michael Sanders. And we had a phenomenal time in the Lord. But the Lord posed this question to all that had an ear to hear. He said, can you love me? This is what the question he was posing to the people through me. I asked them, can you love me, Valerie, like God loves you or like you love God? And I had someone say to me, wow, thank you for that condemning word. And I said, wow, how often do you hear somebody thank you for making them feel some kind of way?
Yeah.
But I was glad because they were able to hear truth in how we that say we love God, we that say we are his anointed, we who say we have all this power and all this fortitude and all this whatever, whatever, whatever. We talk these things concerning love, yet when people see us and see how we interact with each other, to me it's questionable. Do you really know what love is, or what kind of love is that? Because the way you loving me, I don't want that because you hurting people's feelings. You
that's right.
You hurting people. So I'm just like, well, look at this scripture. Luke 6, I'm hoping this is right. Luke 6:35. It says, but love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. What? Love my enemies and do good to them and lend to them without expecting anything back. As it is today with society, Hope, I don't know about you, but folk who say they my enemy, they don't want to do me good. They don't want to lend to me. If they do anything for me, you better know that they expecting a whole lot in return, because she need to be glad I'm doing something for her. I don't even know what she thinking.
I know, right? Yeah.
My reward will be great. You know what? I know that. I'm just telling y'all what the world is. I can tell you from personal experience, that I know the reward will be great because I've had to overcome some situations where people have wronged me, where people have hurt me real bad, and I had to get over it. Now, was it an easy transition? Not always. And did it sting for a little bit? Yeah, that's because I wasn't completely delivered. But as it is now, the more I spend time with God, the more I spend time in His Word, the more time I spend in conversation with Him, and He's able to show me the truth about myself, it makes it easier for me to really love those who have done bad to me because, truth be told, I've hurt some people too, and I want them to forgive me.
Yeah. Yes, that reminds me of when God was asking me, He was just posing the question, how can you love people? How can you love people that have hurt you? And, you know, this is how I can tell I'm mature because I didn't have to think about it or sleep on it. You know, immediately I said, because you're in me. And then unless you truly have Him in you and that relationship, you can't love people like He loves us. I mean, I can say today that I can, you know, have a conversation with my ex and even be around his fiance. But if it was 7 years ago, that won't go happen because I was hurt. But once I healed and, then I was able to overcome all that pain. And now, you know, I don't have an issue. And yesterday when we were out and about, I was thinking, how can people receive love when they haven't actually been given God's true love?
Yeah. Yeah.
They receive the tainted stuff. We talked about that. They receive the tainted stuff. So they put walls around themselves, so they don't know how to act when somebody, you know, like us comes in, like a hot thing of coffee, and we're all bubbly, and they're like, what is that?
What's wrong with them?
How to receive it. Yeah, they don't know how to receive it. And we're like, what's wrong with y'all? Aren't y'all? Don't you want to receive it? Here it is.
Mm-hmm. It's real, trust me.
Yeah, what's your motive?
and you would think they feel that something is up. Like, something's got to be up because and it happens with this love thing. I want you all to, listeners, I want you to hear this. As you grow in love, don't get caught up with those people who claim they quote-unquote know you. Because they will try to keep you in a place where love won't flow because they quote-unquote know you. Those are the ones that say, girl, I remember when. Girl, I remember. Well, I'm glad you have a memory. Now, let's use it for something. Can you remember how to do algebra?
Yes, exactly.
Can you remember what 4 square is? Do you remember, what was it the pastor said yesterday? Who was it that rode through the town and said something? What did
The British.
What did she say? It's so funny.
The British are coming.
Do you remember that? And it's not Martin Luther King. Do you remember that? Use your memory for stuff like that. I don't need you to remind me of what God. Well, you can remind me of what God has brought me through, but don't try to degrade and belittle me, and then say you are one of His and that you love.
Yeah.
The word says. How is it that you say you love God, which you haven't seen, but the ones that you see every day you treat nasty? What kind of love is that?
Wow.
I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Now, I have to ask you the question, what's wrong with you? Because you say you love God, yet you on your way to church this morning in a little bit, and you're going to walk in the church, walk past the usher and not say good morning, walk past everybody in the pews except for the pew that you sit on every Sunday, and not going to part your lips to say good morning or I love you or praise God or nothing. But when your crew get to your pew, you're going to have everything in the world to say, because they're your peeps. We have got to get out of this thing where we're just loving certain people.
Right.
Just loving certain people. We have got to stop that, because if it were not for the grace of God and his mercies that are new unto us every day, we could be those very people that we snubbing our nose at.
Mm.
See, it's a love thing. And I think it was, was it 2013 or 2014? Might have been 2014. I was telling people, I said, we've got to love the hell right out of them. Because
right.
The word tells us that love covers a multitude of sin. Love never fails. It's forgiving. It's caring. So if you see somebody who's going astray, don't talk them down. Don't make them, you can bring a holy and righteous condemnation, but don't try to make them seem worthless. Love them. Love them back to a place where God is pleased with their lives. Because if we're talking them down and making them feel belittled, we're no better than they are.
Yeah, and they're not going to be receptive at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ain't pleased with that. And we try to sugarcoat it because I'm the preacher. I'm the pastor, so I can say it. No, you can't, because if God go to your house and pull back your curtains and pull back your sheets and your blankets, some of the stuff that he could uncover about you, would not speak to his love either. So stop. Don't get it twisted. This love thing means that we have to love God and we have to love everybody. We have to love his people. And I know there's some to be like, well, everybody his. Well, you know what? They are. He formed all of us. And we were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We all were. Some of us have not gotten the opportunity to get that right word that will compel us to cry out, what must I do to be saved?
Exactly. I was getting ready to say, everybody has missed the whole purpose. The purpose of this of us is to reveal his plan of salvation for us.
Yeah.
Okay. And so they might not know about that. How are they going to if we're not the ones putting it out there?
Yeah. Loving them enough. Loving them, and you know, God is still dealing with me. He's still dealing with me with some people, because homosexuality is happening. It's on the left of me, it's on the right of me, it's in the front of me, it's behind me. Homosexuality is all around. And if you homosexual, I'm praying for you. But I have a problem with flames. I just have a problem with flames. God help me today. But I have a problem with flames. If you're a man and you like men, can you just still look like a man and just like men? But if you're a man that like men and you got to dye your hair and put on boobs and all this other stuff and all, that just does something to me way down on the inside. God have to help me, because I have to walk away. Because I feel that boiling something inside of me, and I just be like, God, if you don't get that thing from around me, God had to help me. Because, see, I want to still love them, but that flaming spirit gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
God help me. I love them. I do. God, I love them. But I declare that behavior. And so sometimes I think that when I'm around it, my face says, you get on my nerves. My face says, don't you open your mouth and say not. My face says all these things. So God is dealing with me, because I need to get those things in check, so that even when I confront that group of individuals, that I can still show them genuine love and not say it with my mouth, but my face and my posture saying something different.
Right.
Because it's a love thing. Love thing. The word says, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. Yeah. Ephesians 4, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient. bearing with one another in love. That's where God's got to help me, because I've got to be completely humble and gentle and patient, bearing one another. Because we never know what's behind why people are the way they are. You know, we hear a lot of people say, I was born this way, and we know that's not true, because God doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. But we don't know what traumatic experiences people went through to make them think the way they think.
Right.
And what seeds were planted to make them think that it's okay.
Right.
So we have to be humble, and we have to be patient and be listening. Because like I shared, you know, I was victimized when I was a child. And because of that, I mean, who's to say? If the right person had come behind that attack, who's to say that I wouldn't have fell for women because I didn't want to get hurt by men anymore?
Right.
But by the grace of God and the fact that
right.
I dislike men.
Wow, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it could have happened.
Wow.
That could have been a traumatic experience for me at age 12. I was molested, I think I was age 3. I can remember these things. But what if it was those things that happened to me as a child that made me think, I don't ever want to deal with another man because all he's going to do is violate me.
Right.
I'll fall into the arms of a woman because I know she's soft and nurturing and kind, and she's going to love me right.
Wow.
You know, it could be for that man who and God, why we even get, oh, go here. But anyway, we'll deal with it. For those men who are in relationships with men, they find love in that same sex. Were they raped as young boys? Were they used by the babysitter, abused by the babysitter or mom or old drunk auntie? And it hurt them, an old drunk uncle, and it scarred them, and it became such a routine that they thought this was their normal. This is how they were supposed to receive and give love, because that's what they encountered as a child.
Jesus.
It's a love thing. And for whatever reason, however it is that you're dealing with love today, we want you to know that there is no greater love than the love that you can get from God. For somebody this morning, you might be having some situations in life where you're fearing the outcome of some things. But the Word of God in 1 John 4 tells us, verse 18, there is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. So there it is. Is it fear that has you in a twisted relationship? Ah, God, I hear you. This morning, those who are in abusive situations right now, and although the other individual is doing bodily harm, emotional harm to you, and you won't leave, we know that that's fear. Fear being able to make it on your own. Fear of not having someone there beside you. We have some challenges with being alone. I mean, I know some people who, from the time they realized that a relationship was good, that they've never been alone. They break up with somebody today, they're with someone tomorrow. And not just with someone. They moving them in the house, giving them car keys and door keys. You know, that's my babe, that's my boo. Sure, you just met him today. What the world is you doing?
That's right. Yeah. Wow.
But fear has caused some of us to look at love completely wrong. Because perfect love, God's perfect love, drives out fear. And if we have a relationship, it boils down to relationship with Father. When you have a relationship with Him, He has the ability, and He has already made sacrifice with His Son Jesus on the cross, that we know what love is, what true love is, what that love is that compels us to forgive and not fear and move forward in purpose and to stop doing all manners of evil against folk because they hurt you and let you down.
Thank you, Lord.
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her. Husbands, love your wives. And then wives, love your husbands. People, come on, let's stop with all this infidelity. Let's stop with all this wink in your eye when your wife then turned her back. Come on, ladies. Pull your skirt down and pull your shirt up. I don't want to see your crotch, and I don't want to see your boobs. Cover that stuff up. You have a husband. Show that to him, but don't show it to the world. The word says that marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled. Do that stuff in your bed. I'm just saying. It's a love thing. Marriage is honorable. Now, I say this because I entered into some marriages. You heard what I said, marriages that was not of God. I entered into some stuff that Valerie wanted. And Valerie got from it just what Valerie wanted. And when she didn't want it anymore, what did she do? She left the scene. She left the scene. Because it was not a God thing. It was a flesh thing. It was a motive thing. It was a Valerie's plan thing. But again, when I stepped back and took time to hear God, God blessed me with what I needed. That I know now I ain't walking away. I'm not walking, running, skipping, jumping, nothing. That I understand what love from a man is supposed to be like, and I'm experiencing it in a fullness like never before.
Thank you, Lord.
Wives, come on, let's get it together. Y'all asking for rings and roses and candy today. And you ain't doing nothing to help your man get where he need to be. All you want him to do is buy for you. You ain't even cooking.
Wow.
Okay, let me, because now I'm talking to me. I'm grateful because my husband, he is amazing. And he has made life so real for us that our flow is good. Anyway, God be the glory. To God be the glory. It's a love thing. Don't mess with me, Hope.
I'm happy because you know when you have been through so much, and then when you finally trust God to bring it, and then you're like, why didn't I just do this before? I mean, and it's good to see your friends finally get the love that they, you know, that God wanted them to have, you know, and for them to share. So, girl, you go ahead and talk about your stuff, because that's a good thing. That gives people hope, okay?
Amen. Because the love thing, the love thing. 1 John 4:8 says, "Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." That right there is real. And I think last year I think last year during the month of February, we said we just dedicated it to love. And I can remember us
right.
talking to some singles about love. And one young lady who was on with the single said, I don't love nobody. I don't love nobody. And her preface was her game was all about manipulation. Get out of them what you can, but don't commit. But I find out later that this one who said she was single, this woman's still actually married and ain't divorced her husband, but living like she's single.
Wow.
I'm like, what in the world? See, here's somebody who plays with people. My husband shared with me some time ago about what his mom said. Baby, what did mom say about love and messing with people? Honey. He ignored me. Yeah, it was like, don't mess with people's feelings when it comes to the matters of the heart. Don't play with people's feelings because people are fragile. People will snap and hurt you.
True.
So, you know, when people are playing these games and not focusing on the love of God first, you run the risk of getting yourself hurt. That's why they got all these reality shows about spouses and woman going wild and man going crazy and all this other stuff because people don't value God's love. They don't know him. And because they don't know him, they'll buy into anybody's definition of love and take it as their own. Morning, God. Wow, this time went by so fast. God wants us to know that his love is the first love that you should experience. Because when you experience his love right, then loving others will be so much easier.
Yes.
So much easier. Evangelist, we got a couple minutes left. Share what you have to share and close us out.
Like I've shared what I had to share. I think a pivotal moment yesterday when we were at the church was when you told me to, on purpose, not to go in being loving and to see how many actually reciprocated it back, you know, reciprocated love to me. And that was a shock. And then when you called them out, it was afterwards they kept saying, but I didn't see you. Now, physically, we know that I was the only white girl in the room. And I think what bothers me is we look so much in the natural and the flesh that we're not paying to attention to people's spirits to see if they're hurting. Or we're not paying attention in the spirit to truly feeling, you know, do we feel love in the room. Like our conference in January of how we kept saying, oh my gosh, this is just a God connection, because we felt like one. We already knew each other, even though for a lot of us, we had never met each other in person before. So I was kind of shocked. It kind of hurt to not be recognized.
Yeah,
as a loving person.
I got
a
message from someone listening, and they said, sometimes when you love God, you still hurt people. And that's true, and I wish we had time to elaborate on it, but our time is gone.
Yeah.
I will just say this, that when you still hurt people and you love God, you have to look within, because what you're feeling within will sometimes prohibit you from hearing what God is saying to you.
Right.
So that was good. We'll come back and talk about this next week on the empowerment place. As always, we want you to know that you've got to empower yourself every day, and once you've been empowered, please take the responsibility to empower. someone else. God bless you. We love you. Until next week.